The General Assembly ended the legislative session last month, but members of the House Oversight Committee are returning to Smith Hill to examine Rhode Island's misadventure with 38 studios. The discussion will focus on documents obtained from the State Economic Development Corporation about the EDC's approval of bonds for 38 studios. The video game company was lured here with a $75 million state-backed guaranteed loan in 2010. Former Red Sox star Curt Schilling's company went bankrupt in 2012. Now, with added interest on the loan, Rhode Island taxpayers are on the hook for roughly $100 million. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.